From the heart of New York City.
He is the human suplex machine.
This is the Taz Show.
Yeah.
Talking wrestling, sports, and beyond.
It's the Black Tower Maniac coming out of Brooklyn. A one-man crime spree. He gonna leave you shook. Try to beat him if you can and survive if he lets you. Human suplex and he coming for you too. Better watch out. The guy your mother warned you about. And he's got one question I'll inform you about. Like,
you're not afraid of a little competition, are you?
Award-winning host and former world heavyweight champion, Taz.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Thursday edition of the Taz Show. Getting ready to go full throttle straight ahead. Bring you some insight, some jocularity, sophomoricism, silliness, and zaniness. This is the Taz Show.
Let's not forget the love.
Right, the love. This is the Taz Show, as I said. My name is Taz. That guy was the producer. He's producing things, and that is the captain. And yeah, that's him there. Those watch the video. And by the way, if you guys want to call the show, you can call call it 866-475-2948. As I said, you can call 866-475-2948.
Attention hotline fans.
So that's real simple right there. Yeah, so what's up? That's the deal on the gimmick Schnabitz. On this episode here, this is what we're going to do. Okay, we're going to have some NXT talk. We'll do that. We'll also try, I will try to get to SmackDown preview. Except we're going to do previews. I've done this like every day on different stuff, and it never happens. I run out of time. And speaking of time, this episode of the Taz Show will be a slimmed-down version. It will be a shorter version of the show. It's just the way it has to be. I have a lot of things. Shut up. Stop it. Shut up! People hate everyone. So it has to be a little shorter today. It's that simple. We're going to give you a 90-minute gimmick here instead of 180. What's it, 180 normally?
It's usually 120.
That was close. All right, so it's usually 120 minutes.
That's 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
Should I GTS that?
This time it will not be. This time it will be less than that. It will be less than. It will be 30 minutes less. I got to go do the Boomer and Carton show over at WFAN. Now, you wouldn't know that because I'm sure they didn't promote me. Al Dukes is their producer. He's too busy trying to get himself over. That must be like the thing with radio producers. They just want to get themselves over as opposed to helping the talent get over that they barnacle off of. Barnacle.
There is some envy. I'll admit that.
Yeah. There's a lot of envy. It's sad. That's what producers are. They're guys that just don't have enough to be talent. Just don't have that finishing touch. And then add a mix music a little bit. Not a lot. So, yeah, Al Dukes talking smack. He buried me on Twitter. Because Al's jealous. He buried me on Twitter because somebody said to him, said to me or something like that, hey, Taz, you got to go on Al's podcast. Al has a podcast here. He started when I did. When I started the UN Podcast Machine, he was given a podcast also on Play.it. Al, for those don't know, is the producer of the Boomer and Carton show here in the New York City area here. He's supposed to be a big deal internally at CBS, too. Al Dukes. Yeah, so Al does his podcast, and he's connected with all the big bosses. He's been here a long time at CBS. So he's a big shot. You know? He's a talented guy, but he's being a little bit of a douche right now. And I'm a little annoyed at him, and I'm going to end up being in that studio live on CBS Sports Network TV and live on WFAN. And live on wherever else they're on. They're on everywhere. It's a huge show, Boomer Carton. They're friends of mine. I like the Boomer. I like the Carton. I don't like the Al Dukes right now. Don't like him.
I live for anger and frustration.
Very angry at that little jerk. And I'll tell you this right now. I know why he's mad. He's putting out tweets. He's putting out tweets this morning, just a moment ago. Can you tweet him? Do something, Captain. I know you don't want to be confrontational. Please tell him. Now, you know what? Don't. Don't even tell him. Don't bother. Please don't. I was going to say, tell him Taz is burying you right now. But he won't put it over. But I'm going to be live in Technicolor with him in a studio.
You don't think he's listening right now?
No, because nope. He's producing a show called The Boomer and Carton Gimmick. The big show. We love Boomer and Carton. Everybody's huge here. The Mike Francesa. Yesterday had the big reunion. Mike and the Mad Dog returned together. The Mad Dog works somewhere else. Ah, yeah, everybody's going nuts. That's great. What about me? What about Taz? I sit in the gimmick clubhouse like a jobber. Nobody cares. I can't get a picture in the lobby. But they're going bat-ass crazy for these other guys. I'm better than all of them. Look how many years they're doing radio. 5,000 years. Mike Francesa has been on the air for 6,000 years. He's very good. Don't get me wrong. He is. I'm better. Will you placate to the wrestling audience? Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do. Yes. We're not talking about how many points Gimmick Schnabel scored at University of Coxsackie.
At the Learning Tree Gimmick Academy?
What?
At the Learning Tree Gimmick Academy?
We don't have a basketball team at the Learning Tree Gimmick
Academy. Oh, I got to get on that.
We have a lacrosse team.
Oh, okay.
It's the only team we have, and you are not able to play lacrosse.
No.
So, I'm pissed off here. Because Al Dukes, he puts out a tweet, basically. I'm not even telling people what's the problem here. I'm just angry. I'm venting, and it just comes out. You know, it just comes out. I can't help it. It just comes out of my face.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
Here's the thing, man. The guy, Al Dukes, he's angry at me a little bit. Because he's been inviting me on his freaking podcast for over just about a year. He has been. And he and I have been sending private texts to each other trying to figure out time. Now, you would think, geez, Taz, I know you're busy, but come on. The guy's trying to get you on for a year. Right, Captain, serious. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to have to elaborate more on the story.
I guess I'm going to, and I'm going to, because there's a little snafu here. This is why I have a problem with Al Dukes, and I've had a problem with him for about a year. It's because Al Dukes, I really want to curse a lot right now. Al Dukes, I don't know who the hell he thinks he is, but you have to do his podcast in person. So Boomer and Carton and Al Dukes, their show is not done where we do our show here. It's a whole different part of New York City. They're like in the, they're far from here.
You need to take the limo to the helicopter to.
It's a lot. Bro, you know the city better than me. Dude, literally they're 11 miles from us. No, actually, I'm sorry. They're less than that. They're like 5 miles from us. And that'll take you in the morning a good 3, 4, 5 hours to get there.
About, yeah.
With traffic.
That's if you're lucky.
Correct. And I'm not getting on no train. I'm a man of the people. Everybody knows that. But public transportation, that's beneath me. But I am a man of the people. But I digress. That's like Vince. I told you the story with Vince when he goes, what did he say? I'm not a man of the people. What did he say? He was talking about himself. He was mad at me. We were arguing. He was telling me how he's blue collar. And, you know, he's...
Was that with the Jamie Noble?
Yeah. Sorry, I called Jamie a redneck or whatever I called him, and a hillbilly. And he started going crazy on me, Vince. And I started yelling back. We had a big argument. It was hysterical. No, Vince is cool. It's like if you stand up for yourself, you got a reason to argue. He's good with it. He respected that. I was like, hey, you're a man of the people, Vince. Yeah, you're saying you're a man of the people. I'm sitting on your Learjet. How many blue-collar guys have Learjets? So, see, the Al Dukes, you have to do... It's 5,000 degrees in here. My blood pressure's through the roof. With Al Dukes, you have to do his podcast in person. Well, how long do you need me for the podcast, Al? 45 minutes. Dude, are you kidding me? I'm doing about 9,000 radio shows today after my show. I'm doing a whole radio tour with CBS and all these terrestrial stations and all this stuff to help promote the big special this Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern, the post-WrestleMania, my show, the Taz show, the special, the big one, the big boy. So thank you to CBS. They're going to help promote it and put me on all these different markets and different stations, starting with Boomer and Carton in a little while today. My point in telling you that is I'm doing all of these shows.
And do one more.
No, but, no, as usual, you're missing the point.
I was being sarcastic.
No. So, this guy pissed me off. And now I'm going to be in a studio with him on national TV.
Gee, I wonder what that feels like.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, I get nuts sometimes. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, and I'm washed up. I'm beat up. I got numbness in my foot, my hand. I got nerve damage. I'm shot. But I like my chances against Al Dukes, that I can tell you. So I do like my chances. So, and the Boomer Esiason, he ain't doing nothing about it. He might take a football and drill me in the back of the head and knock me out. Yeah, that can happen. Carton, I told you what he's doing. He's doing the whole, he's been boxing. He's been training in boxing. What's he going to do? He's boxing oranges, that guy. And they're my friends, and I'm burying them. But they wouldn't do what Al Dukes did. He buried me publicly. No, no, at Kyle 3000, no. No, no, Kyle. He said on Twitter, every time Taz says what about me, he has a picture of Raven. No, I did it first. Me, Kyle, me. Do your homework. I did the what about me first. I did it first. Me, me, me.
That's a Evan, who said Evan? Broke a rule there.
Evan. No, Kyle.
Kyle.
Evan's my friend. And Evan's a guy, thank you for your screw up, because Evan is the reason why Al Dukes is jealous. My friend, my good friend, Evan Roberts from FAN, WFAN, the Joe and Evan show, the midday show at WFAN. Evan Roberts is going to be, and I announced this yesterday, another guest, a special guest on the Taz show, the special post-WrestleMania show. Evan's my man. Evan's my man. Evan's a true hardcore wrestling fan, but yet also a great broadcaster in the tri-state area here in New York. Okay, great radio show him and Joe Beningo have on CBS, you know, with WFAN. So Evan Roberts is going to be on my show. So the problem is Al Dukes, he's jealous of the Evan Roberts. Al, you're jealous of the Evan Roberts. Yep. I'm really making a lot of friends at FAN.
This is called networking.
Bro, I'm going to show up there. Like, security list. Oh, you're not going in, dude. Sorry, we're calling the
They're
NYPD.
They're probably putting pictures up of Carson Daly right now just because of this.
They benched me. They're bringing Carson. Come on in, Carson Daly. You got a new WrestleMania post show. It's going to be great. Oh, my God. All right. I had to just... Look at Al. Look at Night Prowl. He goes to Al Dukes, LOL. Taz is saying nice things about you today on his show. Oh, I don't like starting a show like this, dude, where I'm raging. I go from zero to 500. You know, it's not good for my health.
Do you want to get a little inspirational? Catch your
Please.
Breath?
Yes, I do. Please. Thank you.
And now, a Taz Show inspirational moment.
Nobody who ever gave his best regretted it. George Halas.
Yes.
I like that. What's going on with my headset now?
You didn't. That didn't snap off, did it?
No.
Remember last week?
I do remember. Snap my headset.
Should we let everyone else know? Because I don't think...
You might as well.
Last week, Taz was worried about his headphones. They weren't working right. And after the show, he holds them up and goes, oh, is this a problem? And the connector point... was exposed, the wire was just cut.
Your reaction when you saw it, you're like, oh boy.
Yeah,
that might be a problem.
I don't have a soldering iron here, so I can't fix it.
Well, the only thing that cheers me up, as you know, is my audience and my fan base. They love me and I love them. Hey, Big Dan in Manhattan, what's going on, guy?
Hey, what's going on, Taz?
Well, you hear the problem. You're a New York guy. Are you familiar with the Al Dukes?
Oh, yeah, of course. Hey, Al Dukes might be burying you, but I put you over at the Barclays Center like crazy on Monday.
Oh, that's you, Big Dan Norton.
Yep.
Jeez, you're putting yourself over here in the show. I respect that. Good job, brother. Hey, man, you did a good job. You were like a crazy bastard running around there. Shenanigans. Flip, flip, flip.
I was in work yesterday. One of my coworkers comes up to me and goes, did I see you screaming about the Taz show in front of the Barclays Center after Raw? I was like, yeah, I was cutting my promo for the Hump Day promo.
Well, you did a good, and that was the thing. You were very innovative in that promo, man. I was very, very impressed with that. That was so good. I don't even know who won. Did you win?
No, no, no. That was the...
Look, you almost automatically said DST.
No, I,
yeah. Everybody just thinks, oh, DST won this week. Oh, DST won this week. Oh, DST won this week. You should have won. Who won? Who won? Who,
Ref is blind. Is your mama.
Ref is blind? What did you say about my mama?
Yeah, ref is blind.
He said my mama. Yeah, you know what? You should have won, not the ref is blind.
That's all good, man. I'm just happy that you gave me the Orange 13. I'm very thankful for that. That's awesome.
I appreciate you promoting the show, dude. Seriously.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. My friend Jared, he's the teacher out in Bethpage. He was with me there. He's a listener also.
Oh, that's cool, man.
So, so it was a lot of fun. We knew we weren't going to be on TV, so it was like, I'm just going to go around the hallway screaming out the best Taz show. So, yeah, just like you said, though, you know, it's the show that no one wants to admit that they listen to. Yes. I could see so many people's faces that looked at it, and I know they know what the Taz show is, but yeah, they didn't want to say anything.
They're all afraid. They're all afraid because the show, the real fans of the show step up, and the real supporters like yourself and so many other people, which I'm so fortunate to have. But that's the thing. It's like this show has become the forbidden fruit. You know, it's like the businessman that's in the hotel, and he's got the wife and 10 kids at home and the big fancy house and the 5 Mercedes. And meanwhile, he's hooking up with different broads left and right in the hotel.
Yeah.
That's his forbidden fruit. Well, you see, that's the problem. See, this is the forbidden fruit.
Yeah. Well, I've been a fan since day one with Edge. So, that's what I said, addicted for life, you know?
Well, for those that don't know what the Dan Norton means, he's Edge was my first, Captain probably never know this, Edge was my first guest on the Human Pod, my first ever show, Edge was the guest, see?
Yeah.
It's a learning tree moment, as usual, for the Captain, because he's just in another world. But anyway, so...
Boys and girls, it's time to gather around the learning tree.
No! No! Hold on, Dan, no!
Yep.
Why would you play that there? Is that really a real learning tree moment, Captain? No! That's not a wrestling moment. I'm not giving people education. Dan, you're part of this rage now. I'm sorry. That's not the time to hit it. I control everything here. Me! Sorry, Dan. So how's everything?
Oh, it's a holiday. Yeah. Like every day.
Every day's a holiday when you're Dan Norton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm from Taz Island, you know? I want to rename Long Island to Taz Island.
Well, you should do that, actually. That's a pretty good idea.
The Taz Island Railroad, right?
Yeah, what you also should do is go down to WFAN and find Al Dukes and kick him right in the yambag. That's what you should do, because I'm not done with that little jerk. I promise you that.
Yeah.
So, all right, what else? Anything else we're going to talk about? You're going to put me over more? Am I going to put you over? Yeah. What are we doing here?
Well, I wanted to thank you again for a couple weeks back when you played some of my GIF animations on the video. Saxon blood capsule, and then the blue demon. So I never got the call in to say thank you, but I definitely want to thank you for doing that. Those are fun.
I forgot you did those. Those were great, dude. I appreciate it, Big Dan. Seriously, man. You're the man. You're a big supporter of the show, and I appreciate you, Dan. Thanks so much. Dude, you can't just... Man, I'm so disappointed in you.
This is new?
No, because you could blame Al Dukes. Because he's a producer and you're a producer. You guys just try to screw up the talent.
You figured us all out.
Look at Al Dukes with this silly ass tweet. He says, microphone match. We could bring a mic into the ring. This is so stupid. I don't want to read it. It really is. Come on, you got to bring your A game. If you want to bob with me, you can't run around like a silly little ass. You know what I mean? Like you gotta.
It's an A-bomb from A-Rod.
you gotta bring your A. Let me finish reading this silly, just silly tweet from this silly and insignificant little man known as Al Dukes. He says, microphone match. We each can bring a mic into the ring and smash each other with it.
I'm 10 years old, but I'll beat your ass.
I mean, come on, brother. This is what we're going to go into? All right, those watching the video, we got a little treat for you. So behind the Captain, hey, Bri, let's show the gimmick here. Behind the cap, grab that off the thing if you don't mind. Maybe put it a little closer, put it in your hand so the camera can see it. Lean Mean Fight Machine, big fan of the show, sent this in. Taz Show Rules. He sent this beautiful thing, packed really well. And that'll be in the Gimme Clubhouse now. So Captain now can refer to the rules behind him. Thank you, buddy. Yep. So there you go. Thank you, Lee Mean. You're a gentleman and a scholar for supporting the gimmick. Yeah, that's what you do here. We got some people that respect and love this show. What Video Brian does, the handsome one, Johnny, reeking, just reeking like scotch this morning.
I'm a terrible influence.
That's true. So, that's very true. I'm just trying to get cheered up here. I'm just trying to be happy and peppy and bursting in love. Hey, wait a minute. The Noah Howell, Alabama. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, Taz?
What do you want to talk about, pal? You see, I'm getting a little upset. You know how that goes sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I want to drop my ladies off the hook.
Oh, you're not touching that. How many days without incident are we at? What are we at, buddy?
After today, this will be 4.
Oh, so let me get this straight. So you're confident that you're going to get to 4? Because you said, no, hold on. You said after today. That's what you said.
It would be 4 after today if I survive.
Oh, now? Oh, let me get the other minefield. So now you put the qualifier in. Now you say, if I survive. Cap, you see what's going on here?
I see exactly.
You see what's going on here. See, Captain's a fanboy. See, here's the thing.
Yes, Tess.
Yes. See, here's the thing. You're getting to that. You're at that cocky point again, Noah.
Not trying to be there. My fault. I do not want to come across that. That's in the past.
I guess when you had your life-changing moment. It kind of changed you.
It did.
But I notice as soon as you're off the air with me, whenever you call in and get through, there's a tweet. You have it drafted. The tweet's ready. You do have it drafted, and days without incident with the number. Do you hold on? Do you not? Am I right or wrong? Do you have it drafted?
I have the picture that I use, but it doesn't take but 30 seconds to type everything in.
Yes.
See, so it's drafted. That means, okay, and so you are that confident that you're going to get through a day without incident, and then you troll off of me by tweeting that you got a day without incident again, right?
Yes, it was just, it got a laugh back in the day, so I figured why not bring it back.
Got a laugh back in the day on my back. There it is. Yep, you got a giggle at everybody on my body and my mind and my intellectual property known as the Taz Show.
Keep dancing on the minefield.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens. Days without incident. So is this considered a day without an incident?
Not anymore.
What's your ladies off the hook?
All right, I have got... fixing to go in the Hall of Fame this weekend, Jacqueline.
Yes.
Against Asuka.
Love it. Love it. What else you got?
I have got current women's champion Charlotte.
Yes, sir.
Going against Lita.
Okay, that's cool. I like that.
And the last one, recently retired last year, AJ Lee against Bayley.
AJ Lee versus Bayley. Wow, that's a good match, too. You know, I haven't, tell you the truth, Noah Howell, I have not heard Bayley's name a ton in this in these ladies off the hook the past couple since Monday. I'm surprised. I didn't have her in mind either, and I think she's amazing. I think she's great. So it's good to hear that you have her in there. Okay.
What inspired it was AJ Lee, who was pretty much the top diva on the WWE side for the longest time, versus the one who's been the head of the NXT women's division. Mm. That's just what went into that for me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to retweet something from Pat Gimmick Pack, Noah Howell. That's hysterical. No, it has nothing to do with you. It's hysterical. It's about the captain. It's very funny. And it includes pubic hair on the body. That's why I'll leave it with that. Okay? All right, Noah. Noah, I'll talk to you later, buddy. All right?
Catch you later, Taz.
Take care, man.
So he found out I'm Batman?
Bro, this is tremendous. Can we get somehow, just let Brian, I want this on the, if he can get video up of this, just whenever he can, either next segment or whatever, just get this to Brian, please. This is a must. This is a must. all right, so we got to talk about a little bit of news here, Captain. I'll handle that while you're doing that, because I know you can't multitask. Unless a gift comes in from the studio, then you get all excited like a little kid.
Of course.
Yeah. So hit me with some news.
All right. So the reportedly.
You like how I said I'll handle it?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hit me with some news. Like, all right.
What do you got? Okay, if I have to.
Oh, by the way, Mike Tenay won't be on this episode. So what else you got?
Reportedly, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal has been moved from the pre-show for WrestleMania to the main card.
Interesting. So they put the U.S. title match on the pre-show.
Correct, as well as the 5-on-5 Divas match. Mm-mm-mm. And yeah. Which was the other match on the pre-show?
Yeah, I don't remember it either. So they moved the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I mean, I think that's cool.
Oh, and the Dudley Boys and the Usos.
That is...
on the pre-show.
Okay. Interesting. All right. I mean, I have no problem with the Battle Royal being on the, you know, on the main WrestleMania show. I think that's cool. I think the Duds and the Usos should be on the main show too. My opinion, and definitely the U.S. title match. I mean, that just, you know what? In all seriousness, it shows that a lot more of the angles that they have are actually intriguing enough that some of us, like myself, would like to see definitely the U.S. title on the main show. The Duds definitely on the main show. And the Battle Royal. So I understand you can't have everything on the main show. But it's weird that they switch stuff like that. I don't remember that ever happening. I'm sure it has. I don't remember that ever happening, you know?
And who knows? It might change again. But this is what the reports are coming out now.
Might change again. What else you got?
Nikki Bella has unfortunately been told by her doctors that a full-time in-ring return will never be possible due to her injury.
Yeah, that sucks. I feel for her. Sorry to hear that for her. I mean, but, you know, your health is most important. She's been, her and her sister both have been in the business for a lot of years, had a ton of success. So she should be very proud and everything. And sucks to hear that. And, uncomfortable segue. Oh, I mean, you also have in regards to Divas. I mean, so there's a new title in there, I guess, on Raw after Mania. They're going to get rid of the Divas name, Divas title, called Women's title.
Correct.
Right?
That's the report going around. The Divas title is going to be going away. No more spider belt, as you'd say.
Spider gimmick schnabits. No more spider belt. No more.
I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
So.
Brian's got that picture ready. If
Oh, you want to get yourself over, huh? Okay. Captain wants to get himself over. So those watch the video.
I don't think this picture's putting me over.
I know. You're right. I'm joking. All right, let's see this picture here, Bri. Look at that. Jiminy Crick. Dude, that's... It's a picture of, like, the captain's head on some guy's body that's got his chest hair. He's the hairiest man ever. With a Batman logo. And he's got, like, red... and white striped trunks on. I don't know what the hell's going on. You got to watch the video. At least you're wearing a Taz Show hat. Oh, man.
I represent the show everywhere I go.
Speaking of Taz Show hats, I had a handful of them I was going to bring over to WFAN and give to, like, Al Dukes and stuff.
No more.
not a shot. No hat for him.
He can stuff his stories in a sack.
He could stuff his hat and up his... Yes. That's what happens. You act like a jackass on the Twitter and bury me. You were going to get a hat? Now, no hat for you.
Nothing for you.
That's the way it goes. What else we got news? We got give me some Raw ratings. What's up?
This week's Raw ratings went up a little bit from last week. This week averaged 3.764 million viewers.
Can you go any faster? 3.67 what?
3.764.
3587. So it went up. That's nice. Up. Going into Mania, and it went up. That's good for them. That's great for the business. You know? It's good.
A lot of people worrying the past few weeks because of that steady decline for over a month.
Yeah, it goes up and down. I always tell you, people can't freak over this stuff. You can't really, it changes all the time. People panic over this, some people. No need. Jeff, Fall River, hello.
Taz, what's going on, my man?
How you doing, buddy? Talk to me.
Good. Oh, well, you actually brought the news. I was actually going to give you the news about the women's division coming back.
Come on, what do you think we're doing here, Jeff? You think Captain's a jobber? Come on, don't answer.
No,
he's not a jobber. He knows what he's doing. We got a news team here, bro. It's not just the captain. What people don't know, Jeff, is Captain heads up the news team. Okay, and then they have these meetings. They have tons of meetings in his conference room. It's a whole big thing. And he's got a whole team that works under him. That's what's going on here. You don't even realize that. Come on, please. What else you got?
I'm going to give my ladies off the hook.
And begin, and begin, and begin, and begin.
Well, I got Sasha Banks versus the Fabulous Moolah.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Yes.
I got, first time ever Elimination Chamber, if that's all right with you.
It's your fantasy matches, brother. Go for it.
Didn't we say one-on-one?
Oh, wait. Is it one-on-one elimination?
Well, there's six girls.
Oh, then it's not. Then, sir, you forget.
God.
Can't do that. Is this the? Yeah, exactly. You can't do that.
Come on,
my ass. There's rules. Yeah. Without rules, there's anarchy. This is not Boston. This is not Fall River. Okay, this is New York City. And we live by a whole plate of rules here. Okay? Sorry. No, sir. No, you're forgetting. It's one-on-one. End begin.
All right. ODB versus Lita.
There is no tomorrow.
Okay.
And the main event, Charlotte versus Trish Stratus.
That sounds pretty good. All right, Jeff. Well, I appreciate you, buddy. Fine. You got to get your act together, Jeff. You're a longtime fan of the show. You know how this works here. We got to go to break here. Other side of break, we'll talk a little bit about NXT. Get to some more calls. Again, it's a shortened edition of the Taz Show, unfortunately. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, we're back here on the Taz Show, very busy edition, Thursday edition, shortened version of the show, unfortunately, today. Hey, I want to talk to you, though, about, you got a trip coming up, you got a bunch of people together, you want to go party, you want to do something, you're going to a game, something like that, you got to go to my friends at busrental.com. This is a U.S. coachways company, okay, and I also got a way for you to save a little money on this deal, so hear me out on this. You're renting a bus, or one of the other many vehicles they have, it's very easy to do. Go to busrental.com. Select by starting with your address, your destination address, and get an instant quote on their website. It's that simple. It's very cool. And again, like I said, this is a U.S. coachways company, so you know the drivers will be reputable, and they will always exceed your expectations. You're not going to get some busted up bus, some jobber bus. It'll be good stuff. No one wants a bus with like a wheel flying off of it. That's not going to happen. It's legit. So, you can choose from the wide variety of motor coaches, party buses, limousines to accommodate small groups, an entire team, and then some. So, real simple deal here. Go to busrental.com and check them out. You can save 5% by using the code CBSBUS, CBSBUS. Okay, so again, that's busrental.com, which is a U.S. coachways company. It's good stuff. You get a quote right online. Save 5%. Use the code CBSBUS. So it's real good stuff right there. And that's the dealio on that. So we got a lot of people calling the show here. It's very busy. We got to talk a little bit about the NXT here shortly. Hey, who we got here? Hey, Jose, Puerto Rico, how are you?
How are you, man? How you doing?
Good, buddy. Talk to me. You must be here in paradise there, the beautiful weather of Puerto Rico. What's the temperature there?
Hey, brother, you know, brother. When it's not Christmas in December, this is beautiful all year long.
It's paradise over there.
You know how it is.
I know. Yeah. I had my first wrestling match ever was in San Juan, bro. I know.
Yeah, I heard. You said it one time in the human podcast machine. I remember. Ahoy, Captain.
Ahoy.
The captain would do good over there. He'd take his boat. You got a lot of water in Puerto Rico. You can float around Puerto Rico.
I know.
I'd love it.
I know. I was trying to tell Handsome Johnny about, you know, coming down here and have some fun, you guys, but I don't think he can handle it. I don't know.
Well, Handsome Johnny would probably love to come down there and just drink it up and go nuts, probably get locked up in San Juan at a club, knowing him. You know, that's how he is. You know
what I mean? Hey, man. First of all, I want to say congratulations on your three-hour show post WrestleMania.
Thank you, bro. How are you going to listen or watch now? Do you get any of these radio stations there? You're going to watch at TazShow.com. What are you going to do?
I'm really not sure. I've been digging around, see if there's any station. But, I mean, I've just probably listened to the P-word version afterwards.
No problem. Yeah. Okay, brother. Sounds good. What else you got?
Yeah, well, I got my females off the hook, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Go for it. Yep.
First of all, I would like to say, you know, you're an inspiration for me. I'm a independent wrestler down here.
Oh, nice, and, bro. Cool, man.
Yeah. I'm a former Marine. I retired a couple of years ago, and I'm just, I just did it, you know, because I wanted to become a pro wrestler, and that's my dream. Maybe someday I can be like Carlito or somebody, you know?
Sure, bro. Keep plugging away. I mean, a lot of, there has been so many very successful Puerto Rican wrestlers over the years, as you know. So, you know, listen, man, just keep plugging away, do your thing, and it's, hopefully things work out for you, bro. Seriously.
Got you, got you. Thank you. And I mean, I'm a short guy like you, but I'm stocky. You know, I'm a, like a big size guy, you know.
Yeah, I'm not really short, maybe, though. I'm not really. How tall are you?
I'm like 5'8".
Yeah, see, I'm like 6 inches bigger than you, bro. I mean, I'm you know, I'm a lot taller than you, but I digress. So who's your ladies off the hook?
Got you, got you. Well, I got, first of all, I got Candice LeRae versus Beta Scott.
Okay.
And then I got Kimberly, which, if I'm not mistaken, she is Blue Pants, but she's Kimberly in the Independent.
No, I think that's two different ladies.
I don't think she's Blue Pants. No, she's, I think she's, no? I think she's Turquoise Pants. I think. No,
you're thinking of Leva Bates?
What's her name?
Leva Bates.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That guy said it's Leva Bates. Okay.
Leva Bates. Okay, yeah, so Leva Bates versus Gail Kim.
Yes.
And then I got the fabulous match, which is Sasha Banks versus the fabulous Mula.
Yeah, man, that'd be a great match for sure, dude. Appreciate it, Jose. Thank you, buddy, and good luck to you. And be careful of those buses in Puerto Rico. Got to go to, you know, my friends over at busrental.com. I guess they're driving around Puerto Rico, too.
They're everywhere.
They're all over the place. All over the place. So, yeah, we got to talk a little bit about the NXT. I mean, we a little scatter on this gimmick, to be honest with you. I got to tell you, like, to me, like, Baron Corbin really stuck out. I thought he stepped up big last night. Just him. His you know, we talked about the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, and I said I'd love to see this guy in it. And win it. You can't put him in it and not win it. He's got to win it if he's in it. I don't think he's going to be in it. I just think he'd be great to be in it. Seriously. But he wrestled last night. And, you know, just something. Just he's got, to me, he jumps off the screen. It's not just because he's a big dude either. He's just something, you know what I mean?
It looks like he's getting a little more intense, if that's even possible with him.
I know, because he is an intense dude, man. I respect him. I got to say, kudos to the WWE, because I learned a lot more about this young guy. I don't know Baron, you know? I learned about him on the documentary series, I'm drawing a blank on the name, that they had on WWE Network.
Is it a Breaking Ground? Was that it?
It might have been Breaking Ground. Yeah, they have so many that are kind of similar, but it might have been Breaking Ground, and there was an episode focused on Baron Corbin. And he really has this, the lone wolf gimmick is like a shoot for him. And I got to tell you, like, during my years, I was kind of similar, you know? So I respect that, you know, in a young wrestler. You know what I mean? Guy who's focused, stays the course, wants to win, not trying to burn nobody, but he's not going to get hung up in all the hoopla that everybody else is getting off air. He's not trying to be Mr. Popularity, it seems, behind the scenes. But he's not trying to get heat either. He's focused. It's all business to him. And that's what, I never met this kid, but that's what it seems like to me, you know? To me, he jumps off the screen. I just want to talk about him. And we had a lot of Finn Balor, too, in the show. You know, it's backstage, you know, promos and stuff.
A great way to build up the match with Joe.
Absolutely. And we saw the nice Nakamura package, too. And I thought it was cool. They really made Nakamura a big star, and he is a star. But, you know, to bring the WWE a universe, per se, and the casual fan into who he is, having a guy like Finn Balor talk about him or Kevin Owens, you know, stuff like that, AJ Styles, it kind of galvanizes who Nakamura is. I mean, so he's fortunate to come to this country here and get an opportunity like he's going to get here. So it's pretty cool for him. You know what I mean? I didn't see the first match. It was a tag match, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I didn't see. I was, you know. That's, you know, it was... one of those things. They're just everywhere. Can't help it. Sometimes it's busy in the house. They're rehearsing. I said to the leader of the Monster Mass, dude, why are you guys rehearsing? What are you getting ready for? A big game or big show? Nobody said to me. He goes, no, Taz. No. My crew is always ready. I'm like, wow. And I know what I said to him? My crew is not. So, and that's the Taz Show crew. They're never ready. So, yeah, that's why they're always training. So, you saw this match, right?
Correct.
What'd you think?
It was a pretty good match. Gable and Jordan looked great, as always. It was pretty impressive to see. I think it was Corey Hollis, the bigger of the two opponents, got tossed up into the Grand Amplitude to end the match, and Hollis is a big guy.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Dash and Dawson, the Revival. Am I saying the name right?
The Revival?
I thought it was the Revel. Rebel Yell. What's that song? Billy Idol. Remember that song? Yeah,
that one I do.
The Revival Yell. Rebel Revival Yell. You don't know?
You're just writing a new entrance song again?
That was a good song that Billy Idol, those that are a little bit older know the song. It was a good song back in the day. Rebel Yell, I think it was called. Yeah, Rebel Yell. Something like that, right?
Something like that, yeah. I think you're in the ballpark.
Video Brian know the song? I know he's a big Billy Idol fan, I heard.
He does know the song.
Am I close on the lyrics? No. It's not Revival Yell?
Well, it will be now.
What's the second verse? You got the lyrics?
Let me pull the lyrics.
Yeah, Rebel Yell! That's, yeah, it was a great song. Big hit from the 80s. The Billy Idol. He's from Newark. Everybody thought he was from England. He's actually from Jersey.
With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. In the midnight hour, babe, more, more, more.
Oh, boy, that sounds like there's more of a intercourse thing. Whoa, that's a little racy. I didn't know that. I'm not one of those guys that listens, like, pays attention to the lyrics.
You just make it up as you go along.
By the way, the big DST, he tweeted something tremendous. Al Dukes getting choked out by yours truly. Great stuff. God, I just love looking at that. Yeah, great stuff right there. Great stuff. The Revival Yell. The Revival gimmick. So yeah, they were victorious on the Knight and Cutler. Again, this match was all right, you know. I mean, I'm not going to sit here. They had a lot of wrestling on the show, you know what I mean? But it was like, give me something what you thought. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I didn't, on the show, I'm saying in general. Like,
it looked like they had a lot of stuff attempted to be planned for that hour show and just didn't have
it just was,
enough.
Yeah, it was something, a disconnect for me there. I you know, I mean, I thought Cruz and Alex Riley was decent, you know.
Yeah, I got to say, I like Alex Riley's new angle.
Yeah, well,
I like that.
It seems like he's, well, what is it that you like? Like, what?
Just the fact that he looks a little, you know, angry, a little crazier.
Well, I think you're right, and I think that he has a chip on his shoulder, and I'll tell you, this is something that, well, here we go.
Boys and girls, it's time to gather around the learning tree with your kind and caring teacher, Taz.
He's so mean all the time.
He's always so angry.
He yells at everyone.
Why?
He's sharing his one-of-a-kind insider perspective of professional wrestling from inside the ring to broadcasting major events.
It's all about me. It's me.
Me, me, me.
Be on your best behavior and make sure to ask lots of questions.
Stop it. Shut up. Everybody just shut up.
It's the Learning Tree with Taz.
Sometimes the most success can come off of a guy or gal in the business because they're really mad and disgruntled. I've seen it many times. I lived it. And a lot of people, a lot of talents, have had a lot of success because they were legitimately pissed off at the company. And I think Alex Riley has that opportunity here because he seems like he's, I'm not saying he's mad at the company. I don't want to exaggerate this thing. But, like, he has a chip on his shoulder, and that's a great thing. Because when a guy has his chip on his shoulder, this is the learning tree moment, it's almost impossible to work and wrestle like you're playing wrestler. You wrestle angry. You know, like, I've always told my son since he's young, you know, when he played football, obviously with lacrosse now, and into lacrosse for the past several years, I always tell him, play angry. Now he's old enough. Like, I don't have to tell him anything. But, like, I always, when he was young, would tell him, play angry. You know, because I know I worked angry. You know what I mean? Now, that sounds a little deep. Not deep, a little crazy. Like, oh, that's a little nuts you're telling like a kid. Yeah, so what? The kid was 5 years old. I'm telling him, play angry. So what? Look at him now. He's doing great. But
all the other kids won't remember the clotheslines. I mean, they're five.
You got to play. Come on. Exactly. How long are you going to sell? So you're 6, 7 years old, you move on. Play angry. Play angry. I worked angry. It helped me. You know, it helped me a lot. Play angry. And that's what I encourage all of you that work in an office building or work a regular job. Go to work angry. Work angry. Again, this is a moment of enlightenment. Enlightenment. Enlightenment.
Enlightenment?
Yes! Go to work, show up at the office, pissed off, raging like a pack of hemorrhoids, and you watch how you advance at that workplace. Oh, yeah, you will advance. I've been telling you, the captain, forever to come here angry. Show up around here with those corporate guys. You're too nice, and you still won't be angry. Look at the handsome Johnny. This guy's moving up the ladder quick, bro. He don't care. He shows up bombed. You know, catcalling girls in the office.
Okay, I'll do that too.
They had to go to human resources. Next thing you know, he's like, "Hey, you know, the human resources girl. You know, I don't know. I was thinking maybe I could meet her later on." Like, what the hell? What's human resources? The handsome Johnny, bro. He don't care, and he's moving up the ladder. They love him here. And he's moving up the ladder because he don't care. He comes to work angry and drunk and dancing.
I could do two of those three.
You got to be angry. Go to work angry, guys. Seriously. Look, for example, if you're a school teacher, let's say, show up pissed off. All right, so the kids are in grade school. They're going to get yelled at home anyway. Show the work up. Show they're angry. Go there angry. You own a business. Most business owners are angry anyway. I worked for a guy for years, Vince McMahon. Look at his success. He always showed up to work angry. He's still angry. Just giving so much information to help people.
For free.
Glenn in Orlando.
Yes, Captain. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. Listen, you need Glenn to go to work angry. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm furious. I'm furious.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
Well, two quick things. One, I know a couple weeks ago you and the captain over there were talking about what you guys should wear for the three-hour special, so I have an idea for what the captain can wear. So,
what is it?
I'm thinking, why doesn't he sport the old rock star Spud gimmick? You know, show up with just a sport coat on, no shirt underneath, and an elastic bow tie.
Well, there's a couple of issues. He's not really built like Rockstar Spud. You know, so that's, you know, Rockstar Spud's not a huge guy, but he's in good shape. So that's the biggest problem. The amount of pubic hair on this man's body must be insane. So
I can't let everyone know I'm Batman. I mean, we already showed the picture.
Oh, boy.
All right, what else is going on, dude?
All right, last thing, real fast here. I was at Universal Studios a couple weeks ago, right? And they were having those TNA tapings over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But I thought they would be charging people for that. But as I came around, they were free. They were giving them away.
They're free for years. And I think that's smart. That's smart, but it's also part of the problem when you're doing TV tapings there, because a lot of times you're getting fans there that are, well, here we go.
Boys and girls, it's time to gather around the learning tree.
So, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing with the TNA. Oh, at to your point, Glenn, in Orlando at Universal Studios, yes, it is free to go to the event, and that's nice of TNA. That's nice of Universal because you get a lot of entertainment. But the problem is, a lot of times, here's a learning tree moment, a lot of times you're getting non-wrestling fans that are just sitting there to get out of the heat.
Right.
See what I'm saying? They're getting out of the heat. And they go in an air-conditioned studio to watch wrestling. And sometimes if there are people from other parts of the world, or even just casual wrestling fans, they don't know who a lot of the talent is because they're not real wrestling fans. So they're not reacting as a studio audience the way that TNA would want them for their TV show. And it's not TNA's fault, but that's just the only negative thing on that gimmick, where you are getting fans that are not wrestling fans. Now, that will be hacked by other people, what I just told you. That will be hacked, Glenn. That's a hack alert. Right there. That's a hack alert. Yeah, you're part of a lot right now. What else, Glenn? I'm making you a star right now, brother. Star.
Well, I do have one last question then. Or not a question, but more like a comment.
All right, let's go.
You know, I really don't understand why WWE doesn't throw you more guests and stuff. And not even, to be honest, not even like your show needs it, but I'm just saying, because I hear quite a few people that are very open about things they don't like about WWE, yet they still throw them guests left and right. So, you know.
Hold on, let me ask you a question. Without naming names, some of these other people that do shows that you're saying get guests left and right, and I'm not saying you're lying, I believe you, but were they people who ever been in the wrestling business?
some are and some aren't.
Okay, the ones that aren't from the wrestling business, that never been in the ring and never been part of the business, WWE doesn't care what they say because they don't feel they're credible. There's no juice behind what they're saying. So if they bury or knock a talent or a creative or a Raw or a SmackDown or a pay-per-view, they don't care. The WWE don't care about Joe Blow, who's doing a podcast, who's just a wrestling fan who has like maybe 300 people that listen to his podcast, or maybe I'm exaggerating, maybe it's something bigger than that. They don't care. They don't care. Even if it's someone who has a radio show that's never been in the business, if that person has no juice, no credibility, they'll give them guests. They don't care. But now, if the some ones that you're talking about that are off from the business, that are open about the WWE, okay, did they ever work for the WWE?
They have.
Name them and their show.
Well, Stone Cold Steve Austin, for one.
Okay, stop right there. So Stone Cold Steve Austin has been and is the hood ornament of WWE for years. And
right.
He still, in essence, is part of their company. But Steve Austin is a guy who has made WWE millions upon millions of dollars. I didn't do that for WWE. So in defense of Steve Austin, he can go and at times be open and critical about WWE. And I've heard Steve do that, and I respect Steve for doing that. But quite frankly, I don't think he's as blunt and indignant as I am about it.
Well, that's the thing, because, you know, you're open and I love it because you're honest. But I've listened to your show since your first ever one, and I mean prior to the live show. And when you have a guest on, I mean you're very, very respectful. You don't make them feel awkward. You don't
Always.
Ask questions that make them cringe.
Always.
So, I mean, I just don't get it. If anybody over there in the big office took the time to listen to your show for more than 30 minutes when you had a guest on, they would know that they have nothing to worry about.
Well, dude, they have had guests on my show, and they're on the call listening to the guest. But so they know the problem is not that, Glenn. The problem is not the guest, that the way I am with guests. I feel, and I don't know if it's a fact, this could be my paranoia. I feel, and I don't need I don't need guests from them. I'm good. I don't need any. I'm cool. I love the challenge. Okay,
and I agree.
But yeah, I'm good with it. But here's the thing, just because we're talking about it, I think it's more that it's not about the guests or how I interact with their talent. It's because that's not the problem at all. The problem is, like I said, I'm very opinionated, and all they're hearing about, the people of power, are the negative stuff. Of course, they have people who listen to their show that are like stooges, okay, that go to them and say, hey, look, Taz said this now, Taz said that, Taz knocked this, but they're not telling them how positive I am about WWE, about 75% of my show that I put their stuff over like crazy. They're not telling them that part, because you know why? The little stooges don't want to go and put that over. They want to feel like they're given real insight and news of information like, hey, I'm trying to help you, boss. Look, Taz said this negative thing. It doesn't help them in their insecure minds to go to their boss and say, Taz put you guys over today. That they're not going to do that. Because you know why? You know why, Glenn? In this society of ours, not forget about wrestling. In this society, and it sucks, and you see it with social media, people love bad news.
Yeah.
People love bad news. People love to say people are guilty before they're guilty. People love to rip. People love to knock. People love that. Good news, happy times, doesn't go viral most of the times. Bad stuff does. Captain, right or wrong? Thank you, Glenn, for calling.
You're correct, and that's why you were saying before, go to work angry.
You might as well be angry already,
because
you're going to get buried anyway. I handled that whole situation perfectly.
It was succinct.
Well, here's to feeling good all the time.
The Bailey Oscar package was very good. Last night on NXT.
I can't wait to see that match.
I'm fired up. No, I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. Seriously. Bro. No, I'm serious. I can't wait to see it either. I really enjoyed that. And I like the package with Sami Zayn and Nakamura. I'm intrigued about this match come Dallas at the NXT on Friday, the takeover. I'm very intrigued because I got to tell you, here's my thing, guys. Sami Zayn, they're just starting to cook him up. And now he's going to go against Nakamura, which is like his first match, right?
Against Nakamura? Yeah, that's Nakamura's first match in NXT.
Yeah,
correct.
So,
and I think that's perfect the way it was done.
Nakamura's got to win.
I don't think Nakamura should make any appearance until TakeOver, and that was perfect.
No, I agree.
But you're saying Nakamura should win, right?
Well, he's going to win.
Yeah.
I bet the farm he's going to win. But what I'm saying is Sami Zayn has been being built on, you know, in on Raw. And he's in that IC title match.
In that ladder match, yeah. He's one of the seven participants.
It is my... I guess Friday I was going to come on and give predictions, as was the captain, but I'm going to give an early prediction on this deal here. Like I said, I think that the Nakamura at TakeOver will beat Sami Zayn with his finish. But I think at WrestleMania, the new Intercontinental Champion will be Sami Zayn. So, there you go. That's my prediction. You know what I mean? That's how I see the whole thing going. Seriously. So, Jacques in Paris. Patty, how are you?
Yo, Taz, what's up? Ahoy, Captain.
Ahoy.
What's up, buddy?
So, first of all, I can't freaking wait for a three-hour post-WrestleMania special.
Fired up.
So bad, Taz.
Thank you, buddy.
That by the time WrestleMania is over, which will be around 5 a.m. Paris time.
Yes.
I'll be watching the Taz post-WrestleMania special, which will be over around 8 a.m. And then I have to be at work an hour after.
That's perfect.
So just for all of you jobbers, except the truck drivers, who are saying that you have work or school the following day, call your bosses or your teacher and tell them you're going to be late.
And tell them angry.
The show is a can't miss. Or you can get no sleep and show at the office angry.
No sleep to Paris. So listen, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. See what you said? You said call your boss and tell him. Don't ask your boss for the day off. You tell him you're taking off. Okay.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you tell him.
Tell your bosses.
Angry.
Yeah.
Tell him angry, too. Angry. What else do you want to talk about, Jack? What do you got?
So I want to give the ladies off the hook.
Go, do it.
So first of all, I have Awesome Kong versus Aja Kong.
Okay.
Then I have Bayley versus Wendy Richter.
Nice.
And then for the main event, I have Paige versus Daphne.
Nice. Very good. Very good. Very good. Sounds good, Jack. I appreciate it. And all the love and support from Paris. Yes. All right, we got to go to break. Come back from break on the other side. Fourth quarter. Well, it's actually third quarter, City.
Which, will, I guess we have playing a hockey game today. It's third period.
Third period. We'll be right back on the Taz Show. That's funny.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, we're back here on the Taz Show, Thursday edition. Ho-ho! Stealth version of the show, getting ready. This is the fourth quarter, or third quarter already. We're doing three quarters today. I got to head over to downtown, get on WFAN. I'll be on the Boomer and Carton Show, promoting my big special. This Sunday, post-WrestleMania special, 3 hours, 11 p.m. Eastern, coming at you. CBS Sports Radio, a bunch of over 200 CBS affiliates. Bunch of terrestrial stations, WFAN in New York here, 105.3 Dallas-Fort Worth, The Score Chicago, 670 WIP, 94 WIP in Philly, WJFK over there, 106.7 in D.C., going all over the place. And, you know, I got to go downtown, so I'm thinking I might, you know what, they got the limo out there for me, but I'm thinking, I'm going to go with my Uber. I'll contact the Uber, and that's a good way for you guys to make some extra money. Talking about Uber. Okay, you go on the you go on to make some extra money. Real simple, totally flexible. You don't have to quit your day job. Because Uber lets you make extra money on your schedule. It's very cool. So there's three ways to go about this with Uber. If you want to start driving with them, first go to drivewithuber.com to sign up for free. You can do that right now from your phone. Second, answer a few basic questions about you and your car, and then you get approved. Third, start driving. That's all there is to it. I told you it was easy. So start enjoying the flexibility of working when you want. Earn extra money on your schedule. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com. And you can make some extra money. So that's the good thing about Uber. And like I said, they're totally flexible. Can't go wrong. So back to the NXT, the Samoa Joe and Dempsey, Bull Dempsey. You know, Joe won with the Coquina clutch. I liked it. I mean, but they showed this intensity of Joe. Physically kept attacking Dempsey.
I like how it started, how Dempsey just came right at Joe.
He did, because they're both like Smash Mouth guys, so that fits. You know what I mean? I like that. And then Finn Balor comes out and starts brawling with Samoa Joe. It's good. It's all good. I mean, I've always liked the NXT booking for the most part.
It looked like Corey Graves took a nasty spill too.
Corey Graves
at the very end.
I forgot about that. Actually, good point. Good point. Hey, Rob in the UK, what's up?
Hi, Taz. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Talk to me.
Ahoy, Captain.
Ahoy.
What's up, buddy?
Well, I'm first time, long time.
Oh, a little shot in the airbag for the Taz. What's up, buddy?
I just want to say congrats on your 3-hour post-WrestleMania show. I'm going to be watching for sure.
Thank you, my British friend. Thank you. That's very nice of you. Thank you. You watch the show. Do you watch the show normally, or you listen to the show?
Well, I work during the evening, so I sort of sleep during the day. So I listen to the P word.
So at night, at night, like a lot of people in the UK, you watch the Taz show because it's the hottest thing on the air in the evening, right?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, of course I do. Yeah. WrestleMania, your post show, we're going to be watching. So I'm very, very excited about it.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate the support, man. Seriously. What else you got?
All right. I've got some ladies off the hook. And I've got some lyrics for your Roman Reigns.
Here comes the Roman. Here comes the Reigns. What do you got?
So I'll do my ladies off the hook.
Okay.
So I've got Trish Stratus versus AJ Lee.
All right, cool.
I've got a bit of a heavyweight one here. I've got Chyna versus Beth Phoenix.
Oh yeah, that'd be physical. Okay.
Yeah, and then I've got Lita versus Sasha Banks.
Hmm. Very good. Well, I like the last one very much. So, what's the lyrics? What's the Roman Reigns gimmick?
So I've written two verses and a chorus.
Are you going to sing for us?
I'll talk it to you.
We'll see. I'll be the judge of that. Okay, good. Talk.
So I've got. Here comes the Roman. Here comes the Reigns. He ain't no jobber, he brings the pain. Shotgun pulling, sending spears, Superman smashing, he wears armored gear.
Oh, you gotta write the captain, you gotta get
it's
that.
It's being recorded.
Oh, it's being recorded, I forgot about that. That'll take me 6 to 7 months to study that, to memorize it. Or we need a teleprompter. No, but I like it, so walk me through it. Here comes the Roman, here comes the Reigns. What's the next line?
Yeah, he ain't no jobber.
He ain't no jobber,
He brings the pain.
He ain't no jobber. Okay, so here comes the Roman, here comes the Reigns. He ain't no jobber, he brings the pains.
So the next part is shotgun pulling.
Yeah, what's the rest?
Sending spears, Superman smashing, he wears armored gear.
Shotgun pulling, he brings the spears, what is it?
No, sending spears.
Listen to me. Hey, Rob, you need to sing this. In a 3, 2, 1. Come on, sing it.
Here comes the Roman. Here comes the Reigns. He ain't no jobber. He brings the pain. Shotgun pulling, sending spears. Superman smashing. He wears armored gear.
My man. Yeah. Big Rob, good job, buddy. Yeah!
I've got more if you want
to
hear it.
No, you got more. Holy cow. We're going to spend the day with us. What else you got? Go for it.
Yeah, I can do.
All right, go ahead.
So I've got a chorus. Okay. So it goes, because he's the Roman Reigns. Smashing people, he'll make you go insane. Kicking ass, breaking bones, he will conquer you all.
All right. Well, okay, this is what you got to do. You got to tweet that and tag the captain, okay? And tweet it like, I know it's 140 characters, but tweet it like in kind of a gimmick schnabitz, like profile, whatever you call it, like an attachment, so the captain could get it because he's challenged. And then we could get it rolling there. But I appreciate it, Rob. Thank you, man. Great stuff. He's got some voice on him, Rob, from the UK.
I think we may have to have Rob come back regularly.
Yeah.
No!
So, no, I'm kidding. No. He does a good job. That's very nice. People seem so comfortable to sing. That guy broke it to song. And this was like, nah, I don't want to do it. And he's like, here comes the Roman. All of a sudden, he turned into like, you know, the Mick Jagger. What's his name's buddy? The Handsome Johnny's buddy, Mick Jagger. People are going nuts on this show. They're out of control. Hey, Jason, North Carolina, talk to me.
What's happening, Taz?
What up, buddy?
Ahoy, Captain.
Ahoy.
What's up?
I just wanted to say congrats on the 3-hour special.
Thank you.
Can't wait to watch it.
All right, bro. Cool, man. Thank you.
JR put you over yesterday. He promoted the special on his podcast.
Oh, really? That's very nice. Yeah, looking forward to having JR on. Actually, what's going to happen, dude, when JR is on, it'll be a call-in deal, but he's going to be in Dallas at 105.3 The Fan. So he's going to actually be calling. So it'll sound more broadcast quality when he's on the call with yours truly on the special. So, but it's nice to hear that JR did that. I appreciated him doing that.
Cool deal. I just wanted to get my ladies off the hook.
Go for it.
I got Charlotte versus Stacey Keibler.
Nice.
I have Sasha Banks versus Mickie James.
Cool.
And I have Nicole Bash from ECW versus Awesome Kong.
Wow. That's two Amazon like type chicks having at it. That's pretty big right there. All right, cool, brother. Sorry, I'm reading the top jobber, John Dean, at YRC21. I guess says this guy's daughter's listening to the show. She's 7 years old. He goes, my seven-year-old daughter's reaction to Taz singing Rebel Yell, in quotations, is that guy crazy, unquote. Well, see, that's the problem. The kids know. People say, oh, you're entertaining. No kids say? This guy's nuts. Kids know, and there's no filter with kids.
Not at all.
That's my gimmick. I try to have no filter, and I try to act like a kid. Here comes the rumor. Here comes the rain. All right. So, Jason in New York, what's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. What's going on? You a Met fan or a Yankee fan?
I'm a Yankee fan, but the Yankees are watching me.
From A-Rod.
Yankee fan. What do you think is going to happen this year?
I think they're not going to see any games because Comcast and Yes Network are fighting over money.
I know there's big issues there, bro. Big issues. So. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know how the Yanks are going to do, but I think we're on the cusp. What are we, like 9 or 8 days from opening day, something like that?
Yeah.
Well, I think the Mets looking good. I mean, I hope they both do well, but I think the Mets have a better shot of returning back to the big game.
It's an A-Rod from A-Rod.
It's an A-Rod from A-Rod. What's going on, bro? What do you want to talk about?
Well, there's one thing, and I get my ladies off the hook for you.
Yeah.
My daughter now, every time Roman Reigns comes out, she sings your song that you've been doing. Haley, who called in last week with me, the 5-year-old,
who gave
you the matches,
yes.
She now goes around the house singing that, and my wife hates it. So
I don't blame your wife. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Meanwhile, I hacked the song from the Demolition, and I made it the wrong. Yeah, so but no one knows that. I'm just that's what I do. I redo everything. It's mine now. You know that, James.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice that I can influence your daughter, Jace. That's pretty good. All right, you got ladies off the hook?
Yeah, real quick.
Go.
Okay, so first match, hair versus hair.
Yep.
Let's go Penny Banner versus Mischief.
Wow, okay.
And Penny Banner's from the 50s and 60s for your listeners who didn't know that.
I knew the name. I didn't know.
She was a blonde rule breaker back in the day, so I figured her, completely the opposite of Mischief.
Oh, she was a I remember. She was a blonde heel.
Yeah.
See how quick I am? All right, I'm kidding. Go ahead. What else you got?
Second match, a hardcore match. Bull Nakano versus Jessica Havoc.
Nice. Okay.
And the main event, Akira Hokuto versus Cheerleader Melissa.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Good job right there, brother. Good job. I appreciate it, Big Jace. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Yes. Man, it's interesting how many people listen to the show with their kids. Or let their kids listen. I'm proud of that, man, because I'm not doing racy stuff. I mean, some of the stuff we talk about, the truth of what's going on with Handsome Johnny and his nightlife, maybe a little
bit. The inside baseball stuff?
Inside baseball stuff. Yeah, I guess so. I'm sorry. Flip Fernum just tweeted something. At Real Flip Flip. And he says to you, Cap, your parrot has been located. Bro, and it's a live shot from a girl, this blonde girl, a broadcast, a reporter on a Today show. And she's getting ready to do a gimmick and a freaking parrot lands on her shoulder. And it won't leave. Oh, man. I guess the parrot likes blondes. I like blondes. I like blondes. Flip, flip, flarm. And he's always tweeting some interesting stuff. You know what I mean? It's good stuff right there. So, yeah. Basically, back to the wrestling stuff. The NXT, I like the show. I don't know. I just thought there'd be more meat to it. I don't know what it was. Just something going as you go home into NXT TakeOver in Dallas on Friday. Just something was missing for me.
Wasn't this taped a while back? Maybe 2 months?
That loses the energy a little bit, but still, I don't know. It was just, I don't know. SmackDown tonight, I think, should be pretty interesting. AJ Styles against Heath Slater. The Devon Dudley versus Jimmy Uso. So that should be interesting to see what happens there in the conclusion of that. And Dean Ambrose versus Eric Rowan. Now, was there any other teases on that SmackDown for tonight?
No.
So let me get this straight. Nothing about, like, Roman Reigns or Triple H?
I think there's going to be a lot of promo stuff.
Packages, for, yeah. Video like packages, that. Video packages, video packages. Learning Tree Moment, video packages, video packages. I got it, but you got to do live stuff. Gotta do live stuff. I mean, I know it's SmackDown's tape, but you gotta do stuff in the ring. There's gonna be some representation, I'm sure, of Triple H, and they didn't promote it. It's a go home SmackDown. I remember when I worked on SmackDown, that's a huge thing. Huge. When we were, Michael Cole and I were the announcers on SmackDown, the go home at the Mania was gigantic. And there, no disrespect to any of the talents here, but I don't see Shane McMahon's name or Undertaker's name or Triple H's name or Brock Lesnar's name or Dean Ambrose's name on this preview.
Well, you saw Dean Ambrose's name.
I said I saw Dean Ambrose versus Eric Rowan. You're right. I'm right. I mean, you're wrong. Yeah, I know that what happened. So, yes.
Exactly.
Of course, all the time. Every day I see it. So, yes, yes, yes. But no, I don't see some of those other bigger name talents that they're pushing for this go-home. That's SmackDown, go home to Mania. So, I'm a little surprised. And this stuff's in the can. This stuff's taped. In the can, another inside TV term that I'm giving out. You're thinking, Taz got to go to the can?
Are we cutting a break?
You going to the can? Derek, what's going on in Boston?
Hey, Taz, how's it going?
You know, I'm busy as always. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. I know the last time I called, I was telling you that, you know, my group's going on a mission and I wasn't going to catch the 3-hour special on WrestleMania. But
oh, yeah,
it got postponed.
I remember you. Yeah, I remember that. What's going on with that? You back?
It got postponed to a little later in April, so I get to watch it now. Big deal.
Oh, yes. I remember you, brother. All right, man. That's good. Yeah. Big D. Awesome, bro. I'm happy for you on many levels. So. Cool, brother.
Good,
cool.
Good stuff. And I also got, I have a hack alert.
Uh-oh. What happened? Tell me.
It's on Vince McMahon.
But hold on a minute. You work on a ship, right?
I do, yes.
So, bro, the beginning of the hack alert, you know that sound, right?
It's a similar sound, yes.
Yeah, it's similar. That sounds like that means something bad's going to happen, right?
Usually, like, when you hear the sirens like that, it usually means we're going to general quarters on the ship.
Oh, okay. That's that. We should have something like that here where I send everyone to the bathroom when that plays.
Yes.
That's our general quarters.
Go hide in the stall.
Go in the stall now. Go! Where? All right, what's up, bro? Talk to me.
So I'm watching Seinfeld with the wife because she's not really into it. I'm trying to get her into Seinfeld.
Oh.
And in one of the early seasons of the show, Costanza's yelling at Jerry, "Who's he? Who's he?" Vince McMahon hacked Costanza.
He hacked Costanza. I remember Costanza doing that. We got to get that. Who's he? Oh, my God. Yes. I remember that, dude. I knew when Vince was screaming that all the time at me and Cole. Who's he? Yeah. Damn it. Who's he? Oh, man. He hacked the Costanza. Oh, my God. Big Derek. You're the man, brother. What else you got?
Hey. That's pretty much all I got. I'm a jobber today.
Nah, I'm a jobber, too. I'm wearing a jobber shirt. All right, bro. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Dad.
Be well, buddy. Who's he?
It's all pipes!
Schnee, 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 bits. Oh, yeah. So that's the deal, man. So we tomorrow, I guess we're going to get into a whole kind of like a preview. I guess the NXT, dude, this is what we're going to do, Cap. Kind of prediction gimmick. On NXT. I'm not sure if JR is going to come on. I think he's doing some stuff. He's traveling. He'll definitely be on a special, obviously, as will Todd Grisham from ESPN and WFAN's Evan Roberts, which for those that aren't familiar with Evan, you guys are going to love this dude. What's his name? Todd Grisham. He's going to be coming fresh off the set of doing SportsCenter and jumping right on my show on Sunday. Like, literally, like an 8-minute gimmick. Like, he's got like an 8-minute break, and then boom, he's on our show. So The Grish is the man. I hope he gets a chance to even roster WrestleMania. You never know with this guy. He'll come on, bury everyone, bury me, and just leave. So that might what happened with the Grish.
Drops
you never know.
The mic, walks up.
Yeah, you people who know Todd Grish, you guys know he's sarcastic, dry, and he's mean. But I love the guy. He's the best. So anyway, yeah, and what was I just talking about? Oh, yeah. So I think what happens tomorrow, bro, is what we do is do a gimmick where we give some predictions on the NXT TakeOver and obviously WrestleMania. And I think that'll work. You know what I'm saying? Perfectly, to be honest with you. So looking forward to that. And make sure you guys check out the podcast version of the show, dropping in about an hour, hour and a half, and the VOD later on around lunchtime Eastern. And if you want to check me out, I'll be on a little while, man, on Boomer and Carton Show. You can check out on WFAN, on radio.com. You can find that, or on CBS Sports TV. Just go to CBS Sports on TV, and their show ends at 10 a.m. I should be on probably in the last segment. And also be on Tiki and Tierney's show. On CBS Sports Network, and I'll be on a bunch of other radio shows throughout the United States. So that's the deal, man. For the captain, I'm Taz. We'll be at you tomorrow. Adios. Now my circle is getting smaller. All these people acting fake, man. And to be honest, I don't even have a top 10. Me against the world. I've been doing what I really love. Haters been hiding behind the screen, man. They movie cuts. And when I'm back at home, it never feels the same. Cause we've been doing our own thing, trying to stay up. I wanna go back to days with no grades. We ordered the kids' meal, play ball, that's all day now. I'm stuck looking at this Instagram page, but these likes on my picture don't result in getting paid now. I've been wondering where the party at, cause all of my concerns got me wondering where they got the Bacardi at. So going for another drink just to get away. We gotta live it up, Carolina here to stay. I'm hoping I won't let you go. I left my heart in the city. Back since I was shooting hoops, new issues, you know what I've been going through, and it's for the team, no, I go for my dreams, I've been on tours and screens.